never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Dr. Sherry Parks. She's an associate professor in the Department of American Studies at the University of Maryland College Park and the author of Fierce Angels, Living with a Legacy from the Sacred Dark Feminine to the Strong Black Woman. And she's also a regular contributor on Midday. Sherry, it's good to see you.
Hi there.
So you want to recommend a couple of books that have to do with immigration.
I do. And I read novels to get away. I have an undergraduate degree, honors in creative writing from Chapel Hill. So the writing is really important to me. I am a Ann Tyler fan. And she's got a couple of books. Digging to America is really about two Baltimore families. And what she talks about is the day-to-day difficulty of being an immigrant. Does it mean this? Does it mean that? And the other one is Isabel Allende, who wrote In the Mist of Winter. Here again, there's another white person, a college professor. I'm partial to novels that have college professors in them. And a more recent arrival, who's a college professor, who is Chilean, Lucia, and Evelyn, who is an undocumented Guatemalan. There's a minor car accident that pulls them all together. And so it becomes this conversation about the accident. There's a dead body involved in the trunk of Evelyn's car that she didn't know how it got there. Then there's a road trip and maybe a romance. But really the conversation is about what is the life of an immigrant? Because often when we think about immigration, we think that people come to the United States and it's happily ever after. Well, it's really a new beginning. They're still juggling between, in this case, the trauma. Both Lucia and Evelyn have had trauma in their backgrounds. And it makes the point that often when we see immigrants, we're really talking about refugees. We're talking about people who have escaped something and they're carrying those memories with them. And then there's still this day-to-day struggle of being here. And I think that's what fiction can do. I mean, you and I deal with words in a lot of different ways, but fiction can give you these day-to-day nuances.
Sure. And of course, in a writer like Ann Tyler or Isabel Allende, they're so beautifully acute about what's going on in the inner mind. And so we hear what's the thoughts of these people. We can grab onto their emotions and understand that. But first of all, the experience is different for everybody. And it's a very difficult, challenging experience to be an immigrant, as any American finds when she goes and lives in another country somewhere else. I mean, it's a tough road to hoe.
I'm interested in it particularly because I'm involved in a project called Home Stories, where we are gathering the digital narratives of immigrant youth.
Two wonderful books recommended by Dr. Sherry Parks, Digging to America by Ann Tyler and In the Midst of Winter by Isabel Allende. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Thank you.
Sherry Parks is co-principal investigator with Dr. Ana Patricia Rodriguez of Home Stories, which you just mentioned. That is, as she said, a digital storytelling project in which University of Maryland students mentor immigrant children. She is on the faculty of the University of Maryland in College Park. And of course, you can catch Sherry every month on Midday Culture Connections. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book. I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.